We're going to go now to Breland Moore from KCTV. And Breland, thanks a lot for doing this. Welcome to the program. How are you today?
A little tired. It is 7 o'clock in the morning here in Kansas City because, you know, Central Time. But other than that, we are extremely excited as a station, as a town, because yesterday was probably one of the biggest days in Chiefs franchise history behind two Super Bowls. So, you know, it's early, but I'm still bright-eyed because yesterday was incredible.
Wow, you sound insanely perky right now. Thanks for being on the program. We really appreciate
course.
It. I was going to ask
course.
You, what is the mood like in Kansas City? But you know what? You pretty much answered it. It sounds like you guys are having quite the party. But in all seriousness, did this news take Kansas City by surprise that Patrick Mahomes signed this gargantuan long-term deal?
No, absolutely not. You look at that man's resume. He's 24 years old, already Super Bowl MVP, already league MVP. There is no one around that has the resume of that young man. So you knew with that resume and with that talent level, it was going to come as no shock to anyone that you were also going to get an extraordinary contract as well. I think the wonderful thing is the timing of this contract did not go unnoticed here in Kansas City. Keep in mind, there's a defensive tackle that's franchise tagged, Chris Jones. That deadline is coming up in July 15th. So getting this deal done, figuring out how much, you know, money is going to go to Patrick Mahomes, now the focus becomes the next elephant in the room, and that is Chris Jones. So that also kind of has been in play here as well. But all in all, I think this is what people were expecting. Patrick gets the guarantee that he needs, that injury guarantee, and he gets generational wealth, long-term deal. But the Chiefs get to keep the guy that has done so much for this organization and quite frankly, such little time.
Yeah, and no question, Breland. Is that what the added bonus to all of this is, that they do have a bit of flexibility in the next couple of years?
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, I think for me, the thing that stood out is now this is going to be the dynasty. We saw New England basically crumble apart, Brady and Belichick, no longer that duo anymore. Now here is the next great frontier, so to speak. Every single person, look at that offense. The oldest player on their offense is Travis Kelce, and he's only 30 years old. This is now going to keep Patrick Mahomes here with Andy Reid for the duration of Andy's career, I would imagine. So this is now becoming very rapidly a dynasty of sorts here. And so, I mean, I don't think anyone from the players, you saw the reaction on Twitter, to everyone here in terms of the fans, the Chiefs Kingdom, there is not one person, I think, who isn't just ecstatic about this.
Yeah, and look, you use the word dynasty, and you won one Super Bowl, and you're in incredible position to repeat. You've got Sammy Watkins, you've got DeMarcus Robinson, Tyreek Hill. There are tons of weapons on this team. Travis Kelce, as you said, and you have a quarterback that knows how to utilize all of these weapons, and you have a coach mm-hmm. that is arguably top three quarterback friendly coaches in the National Football League and has proven that he knows how to utilize this talent. What's Mahomes like in the community in Kansas City? What does he mean to the city from a community standpoint? We saw what he did on the Black Lives Matter video that a bunch of the players put out. It seems like years ago, but it was only 2.5-3 weeks ago.
I know, but I feel that way too.
Yeah, everything just seems to go in this weird kind of slow motion time space continuum. But what's Patrick Mahomes? What's his profile like in Kansas City? And look, we know you guys love him. He won the Super Bowl. He's MVP. I get that part of it. But from an earthy level, what's the guy like around the community?
Oh, he is the king of Kansas City here. He is so loved. And I also think that played a part in this. Obviously, he made a smart football decision by, again, as you said, staying with Andy Reid and staying with this high-powered offense that he worked so well in. But I definitely think there were other things that factored into this. He is absolutely loved by everyone here in town. I mean, he has this phenomenal organization. It's called 15 of the Mahomes Fund, and they do some great work here in Kansas City. And I really do think that he has bought in to this place being his home, and that's very evident as of, you know, yesterday. But even before that, you could tell there was this buy-in factor, that intangible thing that makes somebody just want to stay in the place that they were drafted. And I think he does some phenomenal work on the field, but it's what he does off the field in this community just really stands out to me. He's just an all-around general, very, very kind human being, and people absolutely adore him here. So it was no surprise that Patrick also decided to stay in, as I said, because of that buy-in factor. And he talked about it. Our interview process is a little strange right now, so everybody's Zooming, Zoom calls or Skypes or whatever. But he jumped on when they were technically in, I guess, virtual OTAs, and flat out said, he's like, I want to stay here. I love being here. You know, the Hunt family has been so good to me, and I want to stay here. I want to work something out. And so I think, obviously, so did general manager Brett Veach and everybody else. But I really do believe that he has bought into Kansas City, and this is his home just as much as, you know, Kansas City has bought into him.
Breland, I know that Joey mentioned Andy Reid, and when it comes to finally getting over that hump and winning that Super Bowl, what did that just mean to the people of Kansas City? Because coming over from how successful he was in Philadelphia, but not winning that championship, just when it comes to Andy Reid and his legacy, I don't think there's any question that after Bill Belichick in the last 25 years in the NFL, Andy Reid's right there with him.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it's funny you ask me that question, because I'm originally from Philadelphia. So I grew up watching Andy coach my entire life. And to just have him here, I think it's done wonders for him. And I'm very excited to see what he can do with Patrick long term. Because keep in mind, guys, I know that everyone gets lost in the mix of this. Patrick is only 24 years old and has really been a starter for two seasons. So, and already they have accomplished so much in this organization with him for 2 years. So imagine what he's going to be by 2031. I think this doesn't just help Patrick Mahomes out. I definitely think it cements Andy Reid's legacy down the line as well.